Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
The title tonight is Until Further Notice. Have you got an instruction from someone and that you knew it was until further notice? If you have a job description and you go and they say sweep the floors, you're going to sweep the floors until further notice. You're going to do what's put in front of you to do. And I think so many times as Christians, we can defeat ourselves by letting ourselves get distracted by what's going on around us because we have forgotten that the Lord's given us a command and that we've got a direction in what we're doing. And until further notice, we need to keep doing what we've been doing. So many times we stay in the Word. We have a relationship with God. We're plugged in at church. But then so many times we go through what we want to call a dry spell where maybe we pick up the Word of God and it doesn't hit us like a brick. And maybe we pick up the Word of God and we just feel like we're not getting anything out of the Word of God. But we've got to keep pressing in and we've got to keep going because we're going to go through times we don't understand. And I've had people approach me and I felt the same way, to where everything was going great and then all of a sudden it seems like the bottom fell out and I couldn't find my bearings. Amen. And there wasn't anything really bad going on, but it just seems like things wasn't right. But you know what? We've got to keep going. We've got to keep pressing on. We're not always going to be able to figure everything out. But I can tell you what, the enemy comes in and tries to bring distraction, especially in those times, to keep us from being sure-footed in the Word of God, to keep us from going on into the right direction. So in those times, we've got to keep going until further notice. We can't change directions without hearing from God. So many times we're thinking, well, I'm not hearing anything from God. I'm not hearing anything new, no new direction. So there must be something wrong. So just want to tell you tonight, just because you're not hearing anything, just because you don't know what to do in a situation, don't let that enemy creep in with condemnation and make you believe that you've done something wrong, that you've stepped somewhere that you shouldn't step, because the Holy Spirit is going to convict your heart. The Holy Spirit is going to give you the direction that you need. Amen. So we can't always We're not going to know always in the natural, but we're going to learn tonight about how to get supernatural perception to get through those times. So I want to read Philippians 1:6, being confident in this very thing. We can be confident in this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. We can be confident in that very thing. That if he started a work in us, he's not going to leave us on the sidelines. So if we're not hearing any new direction, that means we can keep going until further notice. We can keep walking because God is walking with us. Amen. Colossians 1:4 says, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. And when you read that translation in the New Living, it's leaning of your entire human personality on him. It's leaning who you are on him and absolute trust and confidence in his power. It's absolute trust and confidence in his wisdom. It's absolute and trust in his confidence in his goodness. So, you know, Paul was speaking to the Colossians. He was encouraged because he had heard of their faith and how they weren't relying on the way things looked. They weren't relying on the way things seemed, but they're relying on his power and his wisdom. Amen. Amen? So we're not going to get so much faith that we get problem free. That's not the truth. Amen. He said that in this world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good courage, for I have overcome the world. So we're going to walk through some things, but those things can be used to strengthen our faith instead of us going backward. But we've got to know what to do according to the Word of God. So Mark 4:35, I like this story. And let's read just a few scriptures here. Mark 4:35. And on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And the other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern asleep on the pillow. Jesus was in the stern asleep on the pillow on the bottom of the boat. And they awoke him and said, the disciples awoke him and said, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? And how is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? I love this scripture because as we read it, we see they were right in the middle of a storm, but they were also right in the middle of God's will. Because Jesus had given them a command. And he said, let's go to the other side. And he went and he fell asleep in the boat. Jesus was not only give them a command to go, but Jesus was in the midst of them. And He is their peace. And when we say, I'm going to believe what God's Word says until further notice, I'm going to go in the direction that God has told me, I'm going to choose to obey God's Word, then that peace, He is our center. His Word is our center. And we have that focus there because we know that He's not going to lead and guide us in another way. And the boat was already filling. It seemed like they were going to sink. There was nothing in the natural that seemed like they weren't going to sink. Because when you read this, that boat was sinking. That boat was sinking. It looked like they were going down. But guess what? Jesus was in the boat. Jesus was there in the midst. Amen. When everything's going good, we can talk a good talk, can't we? But whenever we seemingly are right in the middle of God's will and we think we are, and then the boat starts sinking, we start trying to bail. We start trying to bail out things. We start trying to fix things. We start trying to figure them out. Then discouragement comes in to visit. Then fear comes in to visit. And whatever can try to continue to sink us, doubt can come in and try to sink us. Amen? You know, life is just a, you know, you see the mountains. When you see great mountains, I've been in Colorado and I've seen the mountains and they were awesome. And I love that so much. But you know, our life, there's not as many mountaintop experiences as there are valleys. Amen. Amen. We're going to have a lot of mountaintop experiences. When you look at a mountain range, you see the mountains. You don't see the valleys necessarily. Okay? So we want to go from mountaintop to mountaintop. But in the Word of God and through what we just see the disciples going here, God's going to do things in our life. He's going to work things out in our life. We're going to get the strength to climb the mountains by going through the valleys. We're going to get the strength to do what God's called us to do in the valleys. Because if we don't say, I'm going to trust you no matter what, until further notice, I'm going to believe that you are a good God, that you are going to get me through, amen, and stand on His Word, how are we going to get the strength to climb up the mountains? Because mountain air is thin. Up at the top of the mountains, it's thin air. We've got to get conditioned. And that's going to be by letting the Holy Spirit have His way in our lives. By being real and letting Him cut away anything that's not going to be a reflection of Him and who He is. We don't have to have a natural perspective. The disciples had a natural perspective. The ship was sinking. But we can have a supernatural perspective as we get the Word of God. It's a faith perspective. It's a perspective that says, I'm trusting in God no matter what it looks like. The Word of God is what gives us perspective. It's a wisdom and insight to what's really going on. Even when we're in a situation we don't understand. And we can see in Hebrews 5, 13 and 14. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So see, when you're studying His Word, there's going to be a change take place. When you've said, okay, Lord, I'm going to believe You, and you've allowed that Word to sink deep into your heart, you're going to have a spiritual sense. You're no longer by the natural senses, but you have the natural senses, but you're going to have a spiritual sense, okay? Amen. You're going to have a God-like perspective, which is the wisdom of God is going to start taking root in you. The wisdom of God is going to guide you. The Word of God is going to guide you to where you're going to die to those character flaws, to where you're going to say, I'm not going to put on anger, but I'm going to put on peace. Because you've gotten the Word of God in your heart, and you said, I'm not going to allow those things to operate in me that are not as of the Lord anymore. I want the fruit of the Spirit to operate in my life. Amen. So I don't know about you, but I want a God-like perspective. I want to have that wisdom of God that no matter what situation we're in, we can change that situation. You know, we can change that situation. God puts you in situations to change situations. Amen. He'll put you right smack dab in the middle of where you don't want to be because your adversary is going to cause something to come out of you. The enemies that you are up against are going to show you something. They're going to show something. It's going to reveal something in your life. You know, look at Joseph. He was in prison, remember? In the Word of God in the book of Genesis, we see the story of Joseph, which was a perfect, just one of the best types and shadows of Christ in the Word of God. Look what he went through. He didn't have a pity party, but he believed that God could bring something good out of the situation. And because he yielded to God and not what he saw, but he had the wisdom of God operating in his life, God used him to be able to feed a nation. And look at what he went through. I want a God perspective. You know, when we're in a dark place of a valley, we can't really see where we're going. We can't tell really if we're slowly going uphill or not. But I believe with all my heart is as we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our life and we stay in the Word of God, we might not feel like we're going anywhere, but we're moving forward. We're moving forward. We're moving forward. We're going uphill. We're climbing heights.
Hi, this is Pastor Christine Shippey. I just want to say thank you for listening to this broadcast. It is our hope that you have been encouraged today. We want you to know that there's no situation or circumstance too dark that the light of God's love cannot shine through in your life. Love never fails, and God will never fail you. There's nothing impossible with God. Send us an email, give us a call, let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.